words for you to learn are those that have appeared on the SAT before. Words that have shown up in the past are good bets to show up again. The word families you're about to explore group many of these repeated words into common meaning families. For example, loquacious, verbose, and garrulous all mean wordy, talkative. Taciturn, laconic, terse, concise, and pithy all mean not talkative, not wordy. All of these words have appeared in the past on the SAT. By learning them together, you get a bunch of words for the price of one definition. As you go through these word families, link the words that you don't know to the words that you do know. Make up sentences using familiar words, then substitute the unfamiliar words from that family so you can get used to using them. And do these exercises in small groups, a few at a time, even one at a time if you prefer. Don't try to go through the whole program in one session. Ready? Here we go. Our first word family is built around the word praise. Praise can be either a noun or a verb. You can praise someone, that's using it as a verb, or you can give praise. Here it's a noun. Here are some more verbs that belong to the praise family. Eulogize, exalt, extol, and revere. And here are two nouns that mean praise, adulation and plaudit. Let's listen to these words in action.